Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. India and Bhutan have agreed to continue close coordination and cooperation with each other on issues relating to national interest. A joint statement on the state visit of Prime Minister Modi to Bhutan said, India and Bhutan will continue to expand clean energy partnership in the sectors of hydropower, solar and green hydrogen and jointly develop new projects to enhance energy security in the region. The joint statement welcomed the joint vision statement on India-Bhutan energy partnership. Both nations agreed to pursue a transformative partnership including promoting connectivity through rail links, roads, air, waterways, trade infrastructure for seamless cross-border movement of goods and services, economic as well as digital connectivity. The enduring partnership between the two nations is anchored in common values as well as shared cultural and spiritual heritage. The joint statement said, Bharat for Bhutan and Bhutan for Bharat is an abiding reality of the region, nurtured by the vision of successive Drukpa Gyalpos of Bhutan and the political leadership in India and Bhutan. King of Bhutan Jigme Khesar Namgyel Wangchuk yesterday conferred Bhutan's highest civilian award, the Order of the Drukpa Gyalpo, on Prime Minister Narendra Modi in Thimphu. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said, it is a very big day in his life. He said, every award is special, but when one receives an award from another country, it shows that both countries are moving on the right path. He said this honour is not his personal achievement, but the honour of India and 140 crore Indians. Prime Minister Modi is the first foreign leader to be given this prestigious award. The citation of the order states that the award recognizes Prime Minister Modi's personal accomplishments and leadership and his contributions to strengthen the bonds of friendship between India and Bhutan. It also honors India's rise as a global power under his leadership and celebrates Bhutan's special bond with India. Rose Avenue Court in Delhi yesterday remanded Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal to Enforcement Directorate custody till the 28th of March in the excise policy case. Special CBI Judge Kaveri Bavija passed the order. ED had sought 10 days of custody for Kejriwal, who was produced before the Delhi court following his arrest on Thursday. The ED said that Kejriwal was directly involved in framing the now withdrawn liquor policy. Earlier, the Delhi High Court had denied him interim protection from arrest. BJP has said the mastermind of liquor scam in Delhi is finally in the custody of law after Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal was sent to ED's custody. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, senior party leader and union minister Smriti Irani hit out at Mr. Kejriwal, accusing him of misusing administrative machinery for corruption. She said the country has seen how a person who sits on a constitutional post and cites honesty defines corruption. Meanwhile, AAP leader and Delhi minister Atishree said, Mr. Kejriwal will remain the chief minister. She said no constitutional provision requires him to resign. She added that the entire Delhi cabinet is intact and each department is functioning efficiently. Russia and China vetoed a resolution proposed by United States aimed at achieving ceasefire in Gaza to protect civilians and enable humanitarian aid to be delivered to Palestinians. Moscow criticized Washington, labeling its efforts as hypocritical and ineffective in pressuring Israel. A total of 11 members voted in favor, 3 against and 1 abstained in the 15-member Security Council. In response to the veto, U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield condemned Russia and China's actions as cynical and petty. Earlier, the U.S. vetoed 3 resolutions demanding a ceasefire. In Russia, at least 40 people were killed and more than 100 were injured after armed attackers opened fire inside a popular concert venue complex near capital, Moscow. Russian state media TASS reported that 3 armed men opened fire inside the Crocus City Hall concert venue on the outskirts of Moscow. And in the inaugural match of the 17th edition of IPL, defending champion Chennai Super Kings beat Royal Challengers Bangalore by 6 wickets at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai last night. Today, Punjab Kings will take on Delhi Capitals in Mohali at 3:30 p.m., while Kolkata Knight Riders are to face Sunrisers Hyderabad in Kolkata at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.